Here it is. This is the time where I come in. I know it is. Right. Hi, good morning. This is Luca Maino, back for more on Luca's World. I hope everybody's having a good day, a good Saturday. Wow. You know, on the heels of Stephen Douglas Whitener's show, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be here and to be right after him, because what did he start his show with? It was like, you know, thought crime if I ever heard it, you know, being humble, saying how much problems you have in your life now, dealing with all this stuff. And, you know, what about your sensitivity and what about all this stuff going on? And we're you know, what do we do? This morning I woke up and I was just so saddened because of everything that's going on. But us empaths, we know how that is. And, you know, God forbid if you should ever raise your voice. And this is exactly what we're doing. So I just realized that on the last show, I didn't even say the caller number. So why don't we start with that? 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. And again, it's good to be back on RBN live and with my favorite headphones on. Well, I want to start by saying that I was really, really surprised, okay? Because the first show I did on RBN, and you can see it in the description of my show on the RBN webpage, Luca's World. I said in the description that, you know, this show is going to be how the listeners kind of mold it. It's going to be how the callers call in with what they have to say. It's going to be about how everything fits. And it's a journey. And because nobody can foresee the future, obviously, many, many shows later, I'm still sitting here going, wow, you know, and I have a lot to thank everybody for, the listeners, the callers, RBN in particular, and we have to keep this going. So if we can chip in a little bit and help RBN stay alive, it is a really good thing to keep going. And it's a developing thing. It's really cool. Like, I'm just watching myself. I'm learning from all of my shows, and I'm going, wow, you know, this is, it's an awakening. And yes, consciousness is different for everybody at every level, right? One person's just starting to figure out how nasty 9/11 was, and that didn't really make any sense. And then he starts checking into little, you know, what we call false flags, right? Everybody's got their own time that they're starting watching, and the kids are really smart. The kids are just amazing. And I think the hard thing for everybody is the fact, you know, to wrap your head around that we've been lied to all our life. And most people can't do that. And I think that's really what started me off. And then I got good at compartmentalizing. And it was like one thing after the other, one thing after the other. And okay, fine. So you start compartmentalizing. Okay, folder called, let's see, you know, you name it, right? Big Pharma, that, you know, if there was video, I'd show you the colon, literally, that I have of folders. So I said to myself, what's the best way to start? You know, and there's something else I wanted to mention, too, before I get too far ahead of myself. I like to sit back and listen to the callers on RBN. You know, you're listening to the show, you're listening to the callers, and you're going, okay, what do the callers have to say? You know, and then I can... I like challenging myself to find kind of a middle point. You know, what are they talking about? And what's interesting to me? And what resonates with me? So what can I bring forward in my shows? And we have a caller already. Before I even do the prayer, maybe I'll do the prayer on the air with him. Jim, you're on the air. This is Luca's World. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Luca. Now you could do your prayer first. Should have held me over, but...
I can't do that. Oh. I refuse to hold people over when I see them on there, if I can't, if I don't have to.
What do you think of this catastrophe in Ohio? Do you think it was planned? Do you think it was...
I just got something on that this morning. Let's see. Trying to understand why a train was carrying over 300,000 gallons of a chemical that was banned in 1974, and why that train derailed was purposely set on fire and let burn for 3 days. I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on and on. After so many explosions and how many food factories going up in flames, and, you know, we're not making anything up. You could talk about this all day long. And this was actually a part of my show that I wanted to address. You know, you could sit there and you could keep, you know, talking about this all day long. And, you know, excuse me, I just have to get rid of that. Thank you. That's one phone I didn't take care of. It's a new phone that the cable company gives you. But you know what I mean, Jim? It's like we could be talking about this all day long, and then they invent things and they exaggerate, and then, you know, they say stuff that's outright lies, and then you end up talking about that because that's what you believe, and then you end up losing your reputation, right? It's nonstop. So it's up to us to really be able to make sense of it all and to try to, you know, do the best we can to address everything. What do you think?
I don't know, but there was a movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
This exact scenario.
Yeah.
Played
and
out.
And even the people from that town were cast as you know, actors and extras. Okay? And in June, no, I'm sorry. When was it? In August 2001, CNN had a movie about a plane hitting some kind of tower. I'm not sure if it was New York City or not, but, you know, a month before 9/11. This is how they make fun of us. This is what they're doing. They're laughing at us, literally. And we're not just getting upset enough, because once we do, then, you know, something's going to happen, I think. Well, let me just start with the prayer, shall we? These are things to think about. And, Jim, you can stay with us if you'd like. It's an honor to speak the prayer. This is from the Hopi. And, you know, they're saying, you've been telling people it's the 11th hour. You know, now you have to go back and tell them it is the hour. And there are things to be considered. And this is where it gets, you know, this is where people get all defensive. How are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in the right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Start your community. Be good to each other. There's the key. That caller last hour was talking about somebody pointing the fingers and judging other people. Well, my grandmother taught me that if you point the finger at somebody, there are three other ones that are pointing right at you. So that's the first thing you don't do, especially when you're a balanced individual, right? Do not look outside of yourself for a leader. There you go. That means more people should be on here and get shows of their own and say their truth. And he claps his hands together and he says, this could be a really good time. The river is flowing really, really fast now. It's the river of life. And it's going so fast that there are people that are on the shore and that are going to be afraid. And they're going to feel like they're going to be torn apart. And they're going to be afraid of the water. And there are other people that are just going to dive in and help other people and keep their head above water. This is where we are right now. And people are afraid of losing their personal possessions. They're afraid of the fact that they know that they're not spiritually connected, you know, and this is, it's like, okay, it's now or never. So this is a big one, Jim. We're really talking about, you know, if you believe in money, well, guess what? When money is no good anymore, how's that going to be for you? What do you think, Jim?
Well, yeah, money, you know, I mean, you can't take it with you. And, you know, money makes your life more comfortable, that's for sure. But, you know, we're all going to die soon. And,
so why don't we make the best of it every day, right?
Exactly.
That's what I say. So where does it start? Okay, it starts by being able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, we've been lied to all our life. Okay, and I have a little clip that Sam is going to be good enough to play, and it's called Memorial Lies. It's something I did with video, but we obviously don't have video. So just hear me out. It's a 2.5-minute clip, and if you can wrap your head around this, everything is fine. I'm hoping we can play the clip, Sam. Okay.
So this is our quandary. It's imperative. It's absolutely imperative for us to understand events like World War I, World War II, and the Holocaust to grasp what's really going on today. They are all intricately related and done by the same people, the same gang. And I'll be talking about this until I, you know, until my last breath, basically. Let's have a look very quickly. Today we have the Pearl Harbor Memorial, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written, and protected by the liars who perpetuated the crime. The JFK Memorial, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. The Vietnam Memorial, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. The Holocaust Memorial, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. The OKC Memorial, to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. The Boston bombing, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. And finally, the 9/11 Memorial, just to name a few, there to keep the lie hidden, the truth written and protected by the liars who perpetrated the crime. It's that simple. Everything we know has been a lie.
I love when that clock stops. I love it. Jim, that was for you. If you're still on, I see you are, I hope.
I'm here. Yeah, that was a great clip.
Thank you for holding that long.
Yes. We've been lied to before we were even born. In World War, the Spanish-American War, we were lied to. Even before that, we've been lied to for centuries. But sadly, I know so many who still watch television and believe it. And the problem is at least 50% of the American public still believes the television.
Yeah, and they're good people, are they not? We're all
good
people.
They are good people. They're good people, but they're brainwashed.
Well, you know what? We should be doing a show together because you're setting me up for my next quote. This is from Ezra Taft Benson. If America is destroyed, it may be by Americans who salute the flag, who sing the national anthem, who march in patriotic parades, who cheer 4th of July speakers. Normally good Americans, but Americans who fail to understand, to comprehend what is required to keep the country strong and free. Americans who have been lulled away into a false security. That's what's been happening. And here we go. We're going to have to go on to a subject that I don't really like talking about, and it's going to ruffle quite a few feathers, but it's something that most of us that still have morals can relate to and dig our teeth into. Okay? And if you'd like to stay on, Jim, please interject if you hear anything or if you like anything that you can relate to further. Nicholas on TLBtalk.com, he says it this way. Years of state-led psychological manipulation and abuse cause various manifestations of mental illness. Self-identity is ruptured by constant drip-fed alienation. What we're seeing is mass psychosis on a level that's never been seen before. Psychological discomfort and lack of society support only aid the depopulation control agenda. And right underneath, you have a guy who's got makeup on, and he's got pink hair, and he's dressed in a woman's see-through shirt, and he says, "Happy National Coming Out Day. I'm a proud pansexual, polyamorous, neurodivergent, trans girl who uses she, her pronouns. I'm also demisexual and sapioromantic. Thanks for allowing, thanks for following along on my journey to become my best and most authentic self. Okay, with a big smile. That's what they want. That is what they want to destroy. It's literally our morals that they want to destroy. Jim, I got to let you go, though. We have another caller. Thank you for being along on my journey. We have another caller, Chance from West Virginia. Welcome to Luca's World.
Yes, hello, Luca. It's always good to hear Jim from New York, like Paul from California. You know, you played that clip, and it reminded me of something about the memorials, Luca. It always fascinated me how people can be content with a memorial rather than investigate why their loved ones were killed in these horrible things. Is it all about ego? Is that it? Does that compensate for the loss of their loved ones? What is wrong with these people?
Let me answer you before you change the subject. What is wrong with my own brother to have him throw me out of the family because I am questioning the narrative of the Holocaust?
Okay? Oh, I know what it is, Luca. They're terrified of truth, Luca.
Absolutely,
truth.
Because it's going to be career suicide. Oh my God, are you kidding? The family name. Oh my God, heaven forbid. Okay.
You know what, Luca, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I didn't mean to. Right. You know, if people don't face the truth, as ugly as it may be, they will never come up with a solution. It's like they say about drug addicts and alcoholics. If they don't admit that they have a damn problem, how could they overcome it? Exactly. You see, truth, as ugly as it is, must be faced. As heartbreaking as it is, must be faced. Otherwise, a change will never be made. With that, Luca, thank you very much for taking my call now.
Before you go,
can I have
your permission to use that and play that as a clip?
It's up to you.
That's awesome.
I'm nobody special, Luca. I'm sure many of your listeners feel the same way, especially the two I've mentioned. This is why I like those two particularly so much. They have common sense, and I don't see this in a lot of other people. I hear people who talk just for the sake of talking, and it all comes back to ego. Ego. People got to get over this ego crap.
You said common sense. That's a flower that doesn't grow in every garden.
Yes, sir. Well, take care now, Luca, and God bless you now, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know what? I'm not going to argue with Chance or Jim or all the other callers, because you know what? When you call and you talk like that, all you're doing is lightening up people's lives. Okay? And that's what we need to hear. Very quickly, before the first break, I want to share something from Jason Kristoff. And I want to thank everybody also, the callers and God in particular, for helping me this morning, because this was a heavy, heavy morning, and I had no idea how my show was going to go. Listen to this from Jason Kristoff after hearing that clip that you just heard. Quote, the reason why they're censoring this hard is simple. 9/11, they did it. Your kid's autism, they did it. Pearl Harbor, they did it. The Spanish flu, they did it. The Black Plague, they did it. If you find out the truth, it's all over for them. It's all over. If you find out what they've been doing to you for how long, they'll be wiped out from the face of the earth in 24 hours. This is Luca Maino. We'll be back with Luca's World.
I think the Biden administration might be trying to overcorrect. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use that firearm. So a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to traverse the lower 48 states. Biden got a lot of flack for that, and rightfully so. Since then, four more objects have been shot down. Supposedly, the radar has been adjusted to spot smaller objects now. I guess until now, something smaller than a Cessna flew by, nobody noticed. Anyway, Biden said that the last three things shot down were likely not from the CCP, but probably from private companies. Wait a minute, you don't know what they are, and you're shooting $400,000 rockets at them. Did our president and our military forget the rule? Know your target and what's behind your target? This is the same guy that doesn't want you to have assault weapons. From now on, when I see something on or over my property, the first thing I'm going to do is start shooting at it. It's good enough for the president, should be good enough for me too, right? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Okay, so what I like doing here is starting to talk slowly, because this is my wave. Because I was surfing when I was a kid, right? And the producer lets me ride the wave, because this is one of the most beautiful love songs I've ever heard. If you ever want to lie down with your sweetheart, or like we used to do in the olden days, right? Before it was trance, or gay, or whatever, in public, you know? That's the one. I can't make you love me if you don't. By Bonnie Raitt, one of my favorites. Tom in Utah, you are next on Luca's World. Good morning still, yes.
Hi, Luca. Kind of want to take advantage of being an earlier caller. I was trying to add understanding to the exploitation of the handicapped children, and, you know, the Down syndrome children that... Farron had referred to in his show, and then later with Stephen.
Yes.
I didn't hear anybody referring to the act called the American with Disabilities Act, which limits condemns the exploitation of these children. So I'm kind of asking people to be helpful for me, since I don't have my vision. Go into the web and look at the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, and see what it says about exploiting these children. See if we can utilize that to stop that sodomy of the kids.
Absolutely. And Tom, that's my next subject, believe it or not. And let me just let's rewind a minute. You brought me back to Little Big Man. In 1970, in the last scene where the Indians on the hill thanking Creator for his life, for his blindness in which he saw further.
Uh-huh.
That's a quote from him, and that's from me to you. And just give those give that information again very quickly, where they can get a hold of that information. What was it?
Well, look up the American with Disabilities Act, ADA, and go through that and see what the limits are on the exploitation of these children or the prosecution possibilities of these people that are using kids in their sodomistic presentations.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, I just want to say I was tickled that you're referencing my original boss, Ezra Taft Benson. He was the Secretary of Agriculture in the 50s, in early 60s, and he was my first boss when I was working in veterinary pathology. And yeah. I had to give reports to the Department of Agriculture. And then I had the honor of sitting with his family at his funeral when he passed away.
Uh-huh.
So Ezra Taft Benson, of course, influenced my whole life with his attitude on the Constitution and on our rights.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so...
Okay. Well, I thank you for the call. We have somebody waiting. I don't want to make them wait too long. Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay, well, just go to Tom or tominutah.us and then contact me and tell me what you see in the ADA.
There you go. All right. Thanks for calling, Tom. Mike from Kentucky, you're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Well, I didn't realize we had something in common, being kind of the black sheep of the family, because we question everything we're told, including the Holocaust. But Tom Utah's got a lot of good information. But
oh, he's wonderful.
His former boss there and a lot of the Mormons are kind of hypocrites in a lot of ways, because a lot of them rationalize away keeping their own religion's mandates, like the Word of Wisdom, because they say, well, yes, we've got modern refrigeration. We could eat meat all year round. Their Word of Wisdom tells them to only eat meat in times of famine or in times of in winter, you know, when you don't have the food preservation. But I'm surprised Tom didn't get into that at all. But he has a compelling story about one of the other bosses of the church that became the head of the financial division, which is very interesting. And apparently he helped save his or life or extend it by another 25 years. Monson, who was the head of their Deseret Corporation, they own a huge bunch of stuff, including Pepsi. I've known a lot of Mormons in my day that will drink Pepsi because Latter-day Saint Corporation's Deseret Financial Group owned PepsiCo or controlled it. They were largely responsible for the cat meat free craze that happened in the 90s, and some LDS won't even eat chocolate because it has caffeine in it. But you know, they'll keep that, they'll nitpick, what's that, strain it a gnat and swallow a camel. They'll nitpick on that, and then they'll swallow anything coming out of Conn's meats or Purnell sausage and all this other stuff. And it's kind of ironic, because if you look into the Doctrines and Covenant, there's a story about how they wanted to allow the Shakers in Kentucky and Ohio, wanted, you know, a few of them were willing to join, but they did not want to marry. And that's right out of the Doctrines of Devils in Timothy, if you're familiar with the scriptures. You know, forbidding to marry is one of those factors. But the other thing is commanding to abstain from meat, and they were going to let them retain their veganism if they would get married and join the church. So only one guy joined.
Well, yeah, and it's also, you know, everything we're mentioning, it's all about taking the easy way and not working as hard as we used to. Thanks
well,
so much.
Your
Mike,
Holocaust thing is what I called about.
We have
about
to go,
Holocaust.
Though. Hold on, we got to go, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Somehow, I would love to have that being played 24/7 in the streets, some places. Do we have Mike from Kentucky still on the line with us? Have you been patient enough to? You said you wanted to add something else.
Well, you had talked about the Holocaust, and that's why I called in.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, you can't question certain things. It's like some kind of a, what would you?
Because it's not true.
Conditioned. Operant conditioning, knee-jerk reaction that people have built into them from our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't dare question the rapture or any a number of other things, and there's a lot of people that think they're going to escape. But the poor people in Germany didn't escape. And any number of other things in the last 2,000 years happened that
yes.
You could call a day of the Lord judgment, a day of clouds. So the video that I saw growing up for decades of bulldozers pushing big piles of bodies around, people don't think it through. This was war. The Allies were bombing everything they could bomb, railroads, mm-hmm. bridges, dams, and it destroyed the infrastructure that fed people. So when the Allies came in, they also didn't have, you know, they had distributions to feed their soldiers, but they didn't have provisions to feed all those masses of people that were already starving for months or longer. And whether you believe they were work camps or they were prison camps or they were death camps, when the Allies came in there to try to feed these people, they didn't have the supply chains, just like we could be facing now, supply chain issues. And, you know, if you believe the stories of the tribulation, we have to be prepared for 3.5 years. And preppers have been made fun of from, you know, what was her name, Reba McEntire in that movie Tremors, where it ended up that the preppers, the militia preppers living in the concrete bunker, saved the town because they were prepared.
Yeah.
But they still made fun of them as kooky preppers, right?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate a portion of next week's show to Germany and to what I see, and you can call in again, and we'll both go at it. Because
those film of the bulldozers of bodies, you don't know if it's the Allies camps.
You don't know anything. Nobody questions anything.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. I know you probably got other calls.
No, I thank you for that, but I have to talk about this. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
And I'll do my homework, and I'll get everything ready. For me, it's Churchill. You want to talk about genocidalists? Give me a break. People, before we get into the news of the day, I really need to talk about what I'm not going to talk about what DeSantis is doing. I'm going to talk about the books very quickly that are being removed from Florida, from schools, from kindergartens. Are you okay with this? I don't think so. You know, and this is exactly the same thing as Nazi Germany. They called it Nazi Germany. The word Nazi was made up to slander the National Socialists, first of all, so you're using the wrong word, okay? But, you know, this is a Holocaust against our children, if you want to really use a word like that. That's what it is. They're killing our children in every way, from not getting away from vaccines right when you're born to being subjected to pornographic images. Okay, anybody can look at them. They're online, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna talk about them for too long because I don't want to, you know, be doing exactly what the powers that be want us to be doing and not do anything about it. But quote unquote, they call it perfectly normal, right? Changing bodies, growing up, sex, gender, and sexual health. Man, I'm gonna say it again. I said it before on this show. I'm gonna say it again. I'm just really glad that I'm not a parent or loving any child of school age right now, because I would be in jail. I'd be one of those people like that guy, where was it, Pennsylvania or something? Where was it? At the school meeting where he got assaulted by the sheriffs because his daughter was raped, okay? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. They move the child, and then he goes to another school, and the rape happens again, okay? It's good at this time for me to just throw a disclaimer out just to make sure everybody understands where I'm coming from. Too many things are happening, okay, that can't be proven per se. And this is what we're doing. The good people that want to get the messages out, according to my experience and what resonates with me, we can't prove it, but this is what I'm putting on the plate on Luca's World. I'm going, hey, guys, this is too important not to talk about. What do you think? Like, you know, I don't know, a whole bunch of them. You know, where do you start? Solzhenitsyn saying decades ago, we know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. We know they know we know they're lying, but they are still lying. See? There are so many of them, and, you know, everywhere. Jim Jordan subpoenas big tech. And YouTube CEO steps down immediately. You know, like, you can really do a comedy skit on this. Time Magazine, same fear, different year. Right? 2003, SARS, 2004, bird flu, 2005, death threat, 2009. I can't read that small warning. Masks, okay. H1N1, 2009, 2014, chasing Ebola, right? We could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to, because there are so many of them everywhere. Right down to the point where I actually saw on TLB Talk that the Orwellian eco-friendly thermostat is overstating the temperature in some person's homes by 8 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit? Check your thermostats. Unbelievable. Let's see. In case you missed it, on the 15th of February, 2023, Arizona, nitric acid spill caused deadly rollover, leaks into extensive closure of freeway. You know, like, oh, it leads to extensive closure of freeway. Okay. And there have been how many of them? Where was that clip that I was going to share? I know it's close by because I just looked at it. Five trains derailed, one truck spill, and now massive five-acre industrial fire in Florida burning massive amounts of plastic. Seven ecological disasters in less than 2 weeks. The ramifications will impact America's food, water, and health for decades to come. We are under attack. You know, isn't that what, you know, those callers have been saying? A lot of people are just not knowing how to deal with it emotionally because of what's going on. There's so much being thrown at us right now. Another image I wanted to share was a picture from space, or it looks like a high-flying airplane. Anyway, they're showing the cloud of gas. This person, okay, it's more than Ohio, he says. I'm across the lake. Lake Erie, in southern Ontario, Canada, by Niagara Falls, and me and my family have had nonstop headaches for 7 days straight. And that was on the 14th of February. That was what they got for Valentine's. You know? So, oh, and then you find out it's now been revealed that even more toxic chemicals were on board the freight train. You know, originally that had previously been reported, as the United States Environmental Protection Agency warns that chemicals are continuing to be released to the air, surface soils, and surface waters. Oh, I have a caller from my own state of Iowa. David, you're on Luca's World. Good morning.
Luca.
How you doing?
Hello, Luca. Are you there?
Yes, you're on the air. How you doing?
Pretty good. There's a lot of information you guys have been dealing with today. There's a new book on the market I'd like to mention. The name of it is Exposing the Lies of History by Reed T. Sainsbury, R-E-E-D-S-A-I-N-S-B-U-R-Y. What this book is an 8.5 by 11 paperback with 50 chapters in it. No chapter is more than about, 15 pages. It's probably about, average is about 6 pages.
Nice.
Some of the titles, Zionism, the Rothschild Bankers, the Talmud Unmasked, there's about 15 pages on that.
Good.
Communism, the real Holocaust, 1, 2, 3, and 4, not the one you think. The bombing of Dresden is one of them. There's a chapter in here on Patton, a chapter on Eisenhower. They call him a cold-blooded murderer.
Can you forgive me for a second?
Hitler.
I don't want you to go too far. I'm backing up to about two or three of them earlier. When you hit Dresden, I always ask myself, when I checked that out, there were 113 cities, towns, and villages that were burned, that, like, you know, leveled to the ground, their populations incinerated. I counted 113 of them, and I read them off in my ode to Hitler Deutschland, using the German anthem. And they always talk about Dresden. And I'm saying, well, multiply that by 113, or 112, actually. It's unbelievable. And, you know, there's Churchill, who doesn't understand people's squeamishness about using gas, for heaven's sake. I'd use gas against uncivilized tribes, he called them. Really?
Yeah, this is just totally amazing. This book is an awesome.
Well, good.
It's an awesome reference. You can get it.
I'll be dedicating next week for you too.
MoneyTreePublishing.com. MoneyTreePublishing.com. Okay. It's also got some in here on Eisenhower. Oh, there's no hide laws. Attack on the World Trade Center. Jesus Christ was not a Jew. The Diary of Anne Frank. On and on and on and on.
There
this is the most amazing reference book I've ever seen.
Wonderful. See, that's what good shows are supposed to be on RBN. Thank you for calling, David.
You bet.
So, What have we been going through? This is what I keep wanting to ask myself, you know? What happened to Turkey? I was talking to, you know, like one of my best friends. David, are you still on? I'm sorry. Oh, okay, I thought I heard somebody. I didn't say goodbye, so. I was talking to you people about Turkey last week, and I told you how much I was into, you know, plate tectonics and how I follow earthquakes, and this one was like a no-no. It was so obvious it wasn't natural, and that's what led me into digging. I have my best friend from another mother from another brother from another mother. He's over here, and we're sitting there talking, and he says to me, you know, it's a corridor. And he's kind of looking at me like he's got so much to say. I say, what do you mean? He says, well, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, it's a corridor. And that's what separates from Russia. If you get that corridor there under control, you got the minerals. More minerals in Turkey than Afghanistan. Duh. More lithium, right? On and on and on and on. So it's like, it's a very important, it's a strategic area. Here we go again, talking about chess pieces, right? It's sickening. We have Roger Landry that is calling. Welcome to Luca's World. Good morning.
How are you, Luca?
I'm on a roll. I'm chasing my own tail. I hope I'm doing good. I hope you like what you're hearing at least.
Let me ask you a question. How could you not be doing good if you're putting information out that you feel people need to know, and your mechanism of delivering that information may be one of the few, if the only, mechanism that's allowing people to understand what's truly going on around them? I would say you're doing good, Luca.
Well, it's such an honor to be on and to be talking right now to somebody who talked to John Stadmiller and who had John Stadmiller drive down to his place to meet him. Roger, it's an honoring time because this is what John would have wanted, I think.
John was a partner with the Liberty Beacon Project. As a matter of fact, our newest project, which is TLBTalk.com, social media platform, John was the media director for that platform. So we were very close, and I did John's show every single week for about a year. Same day, same bat hour, same bat time. And John was the type of guy, if you spoke crap, you didn't come back. So the fact that I was there every single week, and if I was a little late, he'd call me to say, you coming in? That told me that I passed the test. But I called in to make mention. I don't know, and I haven't had a chance to listen. I just jumped on and started listening to the show a little while ago. You're talking about the gases that were released in the East Palestine, Ohio train wreck. And has anybody mentioned phosgene?
Nope, I don't believe.
Let me explain why, okay? During World War I, there was a lot of gas being used as a weapon. By World War II, that had pretty much been eliminated as being just way too, just, and basically it was done away with. What was used to kill a lot of soldiers, especially German soldiers, across the lines, was phosgene gas. It was a very deadly gas that was used to kill the enemy. The burning of the gases, which they did intentionally to avoid having to move them or to avoid having to spend millions upon millions of dollars cleaning the area up as much as they would have had to, one of the byproducts was phosgene gas. Phosgene gas is extremely deadly. As I say, it was used as a weapon to kill the enemy soldiers in World War I. How many people are talking about that? Why aren't people screaming about that?
Well, the non-commissioned general, Lieutenant General, sitting here across from me 2 days ago was talking about it, and I was going to mention to you that he had said it before talking about it on this show.
It on my last show, and I wrote an article about it.
Because that's what he's saying, you know, and it's deliberate, too. You even look, okay, I'm going to share something else that I just saw this morning. One of the train cars is sitting right on the culvert going, like, right on a bridge. and oh, that goes right into the stream directly. If you look, I mean, they're saying intentional, deliberate. You know, people have to decide for themselves. Of course, nothing can be proven when you talk about intent. But it's really interesting, like, how everything fits all the time in these false flag operations.
It actually gets worse than that, okay? This is a pawn in a chess game. What is going on right now? Right now, we have a global pushback against the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity. We're talking about billions harmed for life due to the side effects. We're talking about tens of millions that have died. We're talking about something that is far beyond anything we can imagine. We're talking about the abuse of an economic system that is bringing what was supposed to be the most stable and richest country in the world to its knees. We're talking about a southern border that is left wide open so that literally over 6 million people in the last 2 years alone have crossed that border, of which we know a big chunk of them don't mean good to the United States. Are they sitting and waiting for the key? For the word to do what? To start blowing up schools, to start blowing up power stations, so on and so forth. What we are seeing is one disaster after another after another. But redirection is the most important thing. This, to me, is something that may have been done intentionally to redirect your attention from things that are much worse and you shouldn't be talking about.
And, Roger, one of the reasons why I'm going to be talking about it to my last breath is because I understand one of the people, folks, that helped me understand echelons of power is Roger. You're listening to him right now. And he explained to me how the bottom rungs that tell you to do this and that, they don't have a clue what's going on. They're just being told by their boss, who's being told by their boss, who's being told by their boss. And nobody knows the bosses of the other boss of the other boss. So it's really cool. You can't, me as a citizen, I can't go someplace and start, you know, yelling at somebody because of the train wreck. No, the train wreck was decided by, right? EPA decides to, right?
Well, EPA is going to go in there. The EPA has changed their mind over the last 24 hours because Trump just stepped up to say he's going to visit the scene. Now, all of a sudden, you've got the government saying we can't help you because you don't qualify. They just changed their mind because Trump's going to be on the scene.
Right.
Literally. Now, one more thing before I go, okay? We're talking about carcinogens that were literally put into the atmosphere so they could spread across an extremely wide area. This covers 10% of the U.S. population, over 30 million people, and some of the most fertile farm areas in this country. The amount of actual damage over the next decade from this is still unknown, but it will be immense.
But it's the Ohio River Valley that flows into what? The Mississippi. So everything south of that. Right. Let us remind you, okay, the heavy oil, you know, that all that stuff about the Trans-Canada pipeline protests and all that, they were using heavy oil. One drop of heavy oil, and Roger, you can tell me if I'm full of it or not. I don't think I am. One drop of that oil, it'll ruin a 10,000 gallon water tank.
It could. Okay. That's up in the air, but would I err to the side of caution and say it's one of the most toxic substances you could add to the water? You're absolutely right. No, you're not wrong at all.
I was just thinking about that because, you know, we're living on the Mississippi, and you're talking, you know, they want to destroy us. But you know what?
The Ohio River is drinking water for between 5 and 7 million people. It's the Ohio River that's contaminated, and that blows into the Mississippi.
There's one thing that I'm going to say that really makes me feel good inside, and to know that we're on the right track. It's the face of that minister. When he looks at the American ambassador and he says, "I know which journalists you wrote to. Get your dirty hands off Turkey." Okay, when you see anger like that, and then you see a little sign underneath that says the barbaric Western sanctions combined with heating, fuel, and electricity shortages are the causing absolute devastation in Syria's quake-hit cities. That's just one little part of it. But when you see anger like that, generated. You know you're we know we're telling the truth.
Real quick, the United States sits in a position today due to the neocons and the liberals. The United States sits in a position today that other nations sat in before we decided they needed to be taken to their knees because they were a massive evil to the planet. The United States and those who rule, the administrative deep state, the globalist deep state, these individuals have used the United States as a tool to literally beat the earth into submission. And people are waking up, and they're going to blame you and me for this. The future is not going to be good for America unless we step up real damn soon.
Okay, Roger, have you heard this one? Of course you have. I just hit myself. Okay, this is new, though. The World Government Summit panel discusses shock needed to, you know, for the New World Order transformation. And this is a quote.
Yes.
To me, the big question is how we're going to go through this transformation. It cannot be gradual. It has to be driven by a certain shock that will happen. And then my instinct goes, Luca, remember David Rockefeller? Remember this one? We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is a major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order.
Part of that will be the massive die-off instituted by over 6.5 billion people having been fully vaccinated with the most dangerous pharmaceutical product the planet has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
take
and they're taking
and
it to the bank.
Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate you, Luca. I really do.
I appreciate
it. For anybody who doesn't know, Luca is part of the Liberty Beacon Project, and we all depend on his skills, and he never lets us down, ever.
I love you, too. Okay, and Roger, before you go, we all know what Solzhenitsyn says, and I'm going to give this to you with a big hug. In keeping silent about evil, in burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it. Roger talks about that all the time in his articles, and don't ask him how many he's written, okay? It will rise up 1,000-fold in the future if you don't deal with it now.
Yes.
Back to the quote, he says, when we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are ripping the foundations of justice from beneath our generations, from generations to come.
And we become as guilty as them.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for calling, Roger.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Before we go, I have to say that a caller did ask to reiterate the name of the book that was previously mentioned on the air by a caller. What I'm going to do, I don't have time for that right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the link to the chat from RBN, and you can go to the archives to my show, and you'll see the information there as a comment, written down as a comment, as soon as I get the show from the archives. So we'll take care of it that way. I'm going to just finish off by telling people, like, next week is going to be talking about the Native American angle and also Germany. We have to talk about Hitler's Germany and what a man he was. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for the callers. Thank you to Sam, the producer, and to RBN as a whole. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.